Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, share number 121. Ba'ez Pnimi for men, share number 121. We're talking about various ways to interact sexually with your wife, the unhealthy ways and how to reverse that. A lot is based on common sense and having midos tovos and working on this in all areas of life. So we're up to a point of talking about the disinterested lover. Generally speaking, men are generally eager to have sex. And when they don't have that interest, they may feel not masculine. There's something wrong with them. And it's more common than most people believe for men to struggle with a low sexual desire against that normal stereotype that men are one-track-minded, visually oriented. Many men experience, even in their teens, even in their 20s, young age, a low sexual desire. When that happens, it's troubling to one's wife who wants to be desired and wants to be fulfilled. There can be many causes for low sex desire. We mentioned a few of emotional ones, the naive lover, the bored one, the insecure one, the avoidant one. They all have different reasons. Victims of abuse, victims of trauma. Those raised in a rigidly anti-sexual environment, meaning the negative hashkafas regarding that in their younger years, or having control in their life, or people who struggled with addiction, or homosexuality, or fantasies about homosexuality, or other desires that interfere. And then when they get married, interferes with desire, with the desire one is naturally would have to one's wife. These circumstances also temporarily block your sexual pull. The preoccupation with a job stress or with children or with finances could also get in the way. Depression, anxiety, phobias also may hinder sexual interest. There could be sexual phobias. There could be illness. There could be prescription drugs, the side effects of those prescription drugs, hormonal disruptions, so on and so forth. Relationship conflicts in the marriage can halt the desire. And when these problems are all dealt with, the desire returns. Usually it returns. The lack of desire very often could be because of feelings of sexual inadequacy or deeper emotional issues. There you need therapy and help for that, to overcome that. If it's a relationship issue, then you need marriage therapy. And help is needed. And you recognize the problem and you work towards that. Then you have the hasty lover, like new, let's go type of thing. And people who do that, the husbands who do that, they usually rush sex because they're insecure or anxious, or like we said before, goal-oriented, or they're not in control of their ejaculation. And his wife, he rushes, and his wife thinks of him as being selfish. If you have trouble with ejaculation, having it premature and not controlling it, you're not alone. 1/3 to 1/2 of men that come to marriage seminars recognize that they have this issue. A person who lacks this kind of control ejaculates during foreplay or within a few minutes, before entry, sometimes after entry. His wife has no time to respond. Ramesh used to talk about, by the way, when people have trouble, if they do the chibuk v'nishuk, they do the foreplay, the hugging, the embracing, the kissing before actually engaging, they will get to Zera Levatala. And Ramesh suggests that for those people, to explain it to a wife and work it through, that he enters earlier, the Zera come out and do the chibuk v'nishuk afterwards. So it's dealt with in different ways. And the key is not to run away or be embarrassed, but work through it together. Recognize it's a normal part of life. And then when it's worked through, this could be a very, very beautiful part of the relationship. And you'll discover greater passion, greater intensity, greater sexual fulfillment for the both of you. So that's the hastiness of it. Then you have the anxious one. Anxiety interferes with pleasure and functioning. A man's self-consciousness, his watchfulness, his always monitoring or spectatoring can keep him from carrying out the sexual act because he'll have difficulty getting or maintaining an erection or controlling it anxiety itself can cause erectile dysfunction in the same way that it causes insomnia, right? You can't just decide to fall asleep at any given moment. Given the right conditions, you'll doze off when you're tired. Same thing over here. If you're hyper-focused on just trying to get an erection, you'll probably keep it from happening. But under the right conditions and you're aroused in a normal interaction with your wife, an erection will normally occur. Now, the first thing, though, is if someone has erectile difficulty, to make sure that there's no physical problem, that it's not a physical problem that's causing it. You may need to go to a urologist or to your general doctor, take an exam, blood tests, the penile blood pressure, hormonal levels, medication side effects. All those things should be worked through to eliminate the fact that you may have a physical problem that could be remedied. But if these are not the causes, right, it's not because of the physically everything is fine, so it's not physical. It could be because you're an anxious lover. You have that anxiety. And that, to work through that, you need to refocus, move away from performance-oriented, move away from goal-oriented, just refocus on just having a good time with your wife together, skin-to-skin contact, and not worry about the results. Like, you allow your wife to enjoy herself without your demand for her response, and that works very, very well. Another one, unfortunately, we mentioned is addicted lover. If you're sexually addicted, if you depend on sexual gratification to feel good and survived, then your sexual behavior will be connected to anxiety and guilt. I'm not even talking now about if you're actually actively viewing pornography or internet or videos or TV and all these things. That for sure could break it. But just this concept of a guilt connected with it, or hyper-focus on that, always just needing that sexual release, is problematic. Now, with people who are actually addicted, it always includes they need that release. And when that release happens, they feel a relief initially. And then after the relief, they feel a despair, they feel a remorse, followed by a resolve, I'll never act out again. It lasts a certain period of time, and the cycle starts again. That's when you know you're addicted. And your wife probably knows too, even though she wouldn't admit it to herself, but she senses it. That behavior is destructive to marriage. And therefore, one needs help. You get a private person that you trust, a mentor, and to work through those type of struggles and work through that. But that's just basically a basic idea. If you have a sexual addiction, it will affect your sexual life with your wife, obviously. And what happens also if your wife is struggling in some area? What if she's not interested? What if nothing happens? What if it always hurts her? So that's the idea. So here's the aside with that. You may not be responsible with the fact that the sexual relationship is not working with your wife, not right now. It may not be your fault at all, but you still are a vital part of the solution. You could do things to help it along. You could do things to work with your wife so that it should work. Very often, many women do not have that interest in sex. Sometimes they associate it with previous emotional pain or disappointment or violation, sometimes exposure to pornography or sexual touching or other childhood abuses. These things could be also a second common reason why a wife would lack a desire is when the husband persistently pursues sex and pushes her with it. Then it will take her time. If you realize that and now you're backing off, you're using the lag rule and you're giving her space and you're giving her time, it will take her some time to register and to be aware of her own sexuality once you backed off. It's not going to happen in one day. So if you've been hyperly focused on it and pressuring without even realizing it sometimes, then you need to back off, give her space, do everything at her pace. But don't expect immediate results. It'll take time before she gets fully comfortable to want to be aware of her own sexuality. Another reason, unfortunately, happens is if the wife is a product of an alcoholic home, especially alcoholic father. If a daughter was a daughter of an alcoholic or a very controlling person, then sometimes she would get physically aroused, but then she would shut down immediately afterwards. She doesn't like not having control. She hates the out-of-control feeling because that out-of-control feeling reminds her of her alcoholic home where her father was out of control. A woman may lack interest for other reasons, feeling uncared for, or seeing sex as a mechanical event just to give the man his release. That's what we said many, many times. That's not what it's designed for. Yes, it does help. It's called paspisali. Having a healthy sexual relationship with one's wife helps that you don't fall into things. But that's not why it's done. If a wife is not supposed to have that burden, she's not obligated to say yes every time because you have an urge. There's a menschlichkeit connected to it. Okay, she could be sensitive to it, but you have no right to demand it. And all of that is very, very important. Your sensitivity is very important. To be sensitive with to her, to care about her feelings. Hormonal changes also. But generally speaking, a woman is able to, with not much difficulty, have the normal arousal responses, whether vaginal lubrication or nipple erection and things like that. And the woman who doesn't feel sexual arousal is usually preoccupied with keeping her husband happy or trying to respond for him. And she hasn't learned yet to attune to her own sexual desires and her own needs. That's a big aside. I'm going to repeat it. Very often, a reason why a wife is not sexually aroused with her husband is because she's still preoccupied with making her husband happy, trying to respond to him, and didn't learn to tune into her own body and her own sexual desires and her own needs. She needs permission to do that, to learn to enjoy herself. Encourage her to go with her inner urges rather than focus on you. When she's happy, you'll be happy. She doesn't have to respond to you. She doesn't have to perform for you. Take that pressure off of her. Allow her to experience it on her own, at her own pace, without the pressure. Then she will discover her own sexual potential just waiting to be expressed. Don't get bent out of shape if she doesn't, you know, she has issues with orgasm. You let her be herself. It'll come naturally. Remove all the self-consciousness from her. Accept that she is in control over her own body. You're not God. It's God's body, your wife. It's his, not yours. And what works for one person doesn't work for another person. You're helping out. You're doing your shlichus by bringing her out, by making her feel good, by actualizing her sexual potential. Another thing is that sex is designed to be an enjoyable experience. And sometimes, even if a physician will examine a woman that it's painful, sex is painful, genitals may look normal, but the pain is still there. Sometimes it is psychological. Sometimes it is no. It is actual a physical pain that's real. Okay? But stress could cause it. Sometimes the tight muscle aspect of it could happen because of trauma or infection or irritation or a tear or some other medical condition there. Sometimes it's caused by anxiety, and that will hurt too. But sometimes you need actual physical intervention. Just like we said by the men, they need physical intervention. You take her pain seriously. If it's painful for her, you work out to get the help she needs. Of course, she's not going to want to be intimate when she experiences stinging or stabbing or irritation. Pain needs to be taken seriously and at face value. Until your wife's pain is relieved, your sexual life won't be satisfying or fulfilling. So you need to do that. So to be mesayim, though, with this yesod, to recognize your guf, your body is not your own. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a shliach. And when Hashem decides, I want you to take your body and give your body to your wife sexually, then it's hers. Then it's hers. That's called bittul. You allow her to experience what she wants to experience. The bonus will be is that you yourself will be free. By surrendering this way, you will be free and you will actually have more fun, frankly, than you ever had before. But it takes the removal of that control and the removal of that hyper-focus to do that. But when this is where it says, you know, with the Shekhinah being there, you leave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you are mevatel to his ratzon. And recognize your body is not your body. That's why you don't feel bad if it's, you know, not working perfectly. Don't worry about it. You do whatever you have to you can about it, but you don't worry about it. And recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it belongs to him. And therefore, when he wants and you do his ratzon, when you're with her, it's hers. And you allow her to experience whatever she needs to experience safely without pressure. Bracha v'atzlacha.